hujan, katakanlah padanya betapa ku merindunya pada setiap langkah. Oh awan, lukiskanlah senyumnya agar aku tak merasa sendiri di dunia. Tiada pernah kuduga, tiada ada prasangka, semua yang terjadi harus ku hadapi. Kini ku sadari sepiku tanpamu bagai senja tiada warna, bagai raga tak bernyawa. Berikan padaku kekuatan itu yang dulu terasa penuh, kini tak lagi terasa utuh. Tiada pernah kuduga, tiada ada prasangka, semua yang terjadi harus kuhadapi. Dahulu kita satu, kini kau tinggalkanku. Duniaku tiada lagi
Buddha and its surrounding is like one spirit that brings serenity, a conquered heaven. Borobudur leaves so much meaning to the people around it, true happiness. Look at their faces. In this empty hallway, it's like we are invited to appease ourselves before we see all the collection inside. As one of the biggest art collector in Indonesia, he will astonish you with his painting collection. Here you can get genuine tranquility while tasting delicacy dishes. Did you see a small version of the Borobudur? It's so wonderful. You can pass the time by conversing heart to heart. form. Sponge oneself. Enjoy the motionless solitude. Enjoy the nature. Meditate. Feel the nudge of the water. Dancing with your free thoughts. And express your soul. Feel their honorable greeting. One of the reasons why you will want to come back here again someday. A unique story that you can see the chronicle story in chronological order if you walk in a clockwise direction. The Borobudur Temple becomes the center of all the beauty surrounding it. A spiritual experience that's different and you can never find in any other temple on earth. Even coming here dozens of times won't feel enough because of its indescribable beauty. Never change.
Thank you. www.voynews.id. Do you know Sultan Syahrir? Yes, Sultan Syahrir was an Indonesian nationalist leader and intellectual. He's also known for his role in the fight for Indonesia's independence. He advocated for democracy, social justice, and human rights, leaving a lasting impact on the nation's development. He has also some wise words, and this is very phenomenal and famous. So at in the segment of quote of the day, I would like to share you about one of his famous wise words. He said, "A life that is not risked will never be won." Once again, a life that is not risked will never be won, Sultan Syahrir said. Well, don't go anywhere. We still also have another song and also even another social, social culture. And it is also such, you know, even as our filler that will also accompany your time for today's edition with me, Omar Faisal. And also some song here and also information that we have already said to share you, but I would like to share a song. It is from Chris Patih with title Demi Cinta. Enjoy the song.
Maaf, ku telah menyakitimu. Kecewakanmu, bahkan ku sia-siakan hidupku, dan ku bawa kau seperti diriku. Walau hati ini terus menangis, menahan kesakitan ini, tapi kulakukan semua demi cinta. Akhirnya juga harus ku relakan kehilangan cinta sejati. Semua kekuranganku, jika memang ini yang terbaik untuk diriku dan dirinya, kan ku tahu.
Chinese New Year is just around the corner. Here are three Chinatowns in Indonesia you can explore to experience the festive atmosphere. 1. Glodok. Glodok has long been recognized as one of Jakarta's oldest Chinatown. As Chinese New Year draws near, the area gets busier than usual. The vendors selling Lunar New Year ornaments line the streets, offering items to decorate homes, angpao trees, and qiongsam. You'll also find festive foods, such as the Q Karenjak, or the sweet sticky rice cakes. Oranges, candied fruits, and various sweets and cookies. Glodok is home to Jakarta's oldest temple, the Dharma Bhakti Temple. Located in a somewhat hidden but easily accessible spot along the way to the temple, you can also find shops selling prayer supplies. 2. Pasa Lama Tangerang. A historic witness to the Chinese-Indonesian heritage in Tangerang. If you're looking for milkfish, a Chinese New Year delicacy, this is the place to go, offering a wide range of sizes. Pasa Lama also boasts the legendary NY Lao 55, Q Karenjang and Dodol, renowned for generations. You'll also discover Boim Tek Bio Temple, the oldest temple in Tangerang, established in 1684. Don't forget to try the local culinary delights, such as Satayam Lilit and Tangerang Laksa. 3. Laysam. Here, you'll experience a different kind of Chinatown, tranquil and steeped in history. This area is perfect for those who enjoy peace and heritage. Laysam is home to Chinese settlement buildings that are hundreds of years old. You can not only admire them, but also stay in heritage accommodations, such as the Rumah Merah Heritage. Laysam also features Siu and Kiong Temple, the oldest temple in Laysam and Java Island. The temple holds a rich history of tolerance and harmony that continues to thrive among Laysam's residents. Want to know more? Watch the videos on youtube.com/itsvoidcast.
Biarkanlah semesta bekerja Famous for the city of Sweden, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tari topeng or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now the worry is not true. Hardworking artists try harder to make tari topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. The coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Karmini in Kedung Bundar village, Gempol district, around 10 kilometers away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Karmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tari Topeng, or known as Topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus Dalam waktu 3 bulan
since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
Dulu waktu zamannya saya masih kecil, kalau ibu saya hajatan.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to deepen tari topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we saw that. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned tari topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topeng maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu,
at that time, tari topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit community. Then it went to the national level as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topeng in depth. She has taught far before Wulansari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in keraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach tari topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn tari topeng that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach tari topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih Mbak ya, ayo neng belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught tari topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop tari topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java provincial government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan,
When we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the dancing practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money, so they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving tari topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs tari topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah, Mbak, karena saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tariffs.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform tari topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in tari topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches tari topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya, untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai.
I hope art and culture, particularly topeng Cirebon, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java provincial government, Nani Kadmini hoped the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally ask low-level governments, especially districts, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve tari topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana.
Even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. And events like the Jakarta Fair or PRG. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists.
The struggle of tari topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrian Raharjo,
head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro ini melakukan pembinaan.
Tari topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and flirtatious. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Topeng is the cultural richness of Cirebon. It is not only a regional asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, thank you for your listening and watching us, and until now you are still loyal to listen to and watch us, even also at www.voinews.id. Well, I believe that in your busy time maybe in your busy activities, I mean in your leisure time maybe, and even when you are doing your own daily activities, and maybe when you are also still you know, on holiday, I believe that you are also still listening to www.voinews.id. So we would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention for the Voice of Indonesia. Well, you know that our president here, President Prabowo Subianto, has said he is ready to welcome Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim in Jakarta for an annual consultation on Malaysia's 2025 ASEAN chairmanship. Prabowo said while issuing a joint press statement with Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur that the annual consultation is a bilateral mechanism at the head of government level to provide direction for the development of relations between the countries in the future to make them stronger, more solid and more progressive. So the annual consultation between Indonesia and Malaysia was last held in 2017 in Kuching, Malaysia. Well, still, don't go anywhere, still stay tuned, I mean, at www.voice.id, because we still also have some more interesting segments, some more information, social culture, compiled as our feature, and even music corner, and also Indonesian songs that would like to entertain you for today's edition. Here is the song from Langit Sore with title Rumit.
Lelah dengan harapan kau tak mungkin ku dapatkan. Tentang perasaan tak bisa dipaksakan. Aku ingin kamu tapi kau tak mau. Jangan-jangan paksa aku untuk membencimu.
Memahami hatimu takkan cukup usiaku. Sementara rindu ini semakin menusuk dadaku. Ternyata perasaanmu padaku biasa-biasa saja. Cinta itu sederhana. Yang rumit itu kamu. Mencintaimu itu mudah. Yang sulit adalah
mengerti bahwa bahagiamu bukan dengan ku. Percaya semua luka kan sembuh bersama waktu. Maafkan aku yang pernah ada di hidupmu. Kini ku pergi dan takkan lagi mengganggu. Aku telah belajar ikhlas untuk melepas. Kau abadi sebagai luka yang membekas. Terima kasih untuk cinta yang pernah hadir. Walau bukan seperti ini ku bayangkan kan berakhir.
Cinta itu sederhana. Yang rumit itu kamu. Yang sulit adalah
exposed to tranquility. With scenic landscapes bordered by the sea. Here, mythologies become principle. And religions create the cornerstones of life. It is contained in the arts and crafts, where celestial ceremonies become part of popular culture. Legacies of glorious traditions, where folk tales are regarded as guidebooks to perfection, honed over centuries, yet possible to experience within a few hours. Experiences you can take home. Here, art preservation is a tourist attraction. History is a living monument. Shopping is meaningful. See world-famous resorts compete with local means of accommodation. Enjoy natural kindness. Or the excitement of exploring nature with endless stories to tell and never-ending feasts. Never-ending possibilities to get more out of life and journeys. Yogyakarta. Wonderful.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today I'm going to present to you Lingua. Lingua is an Indonesian vocal group formed in 1996. Lingua consists of Frans Mohede, Amara and Ari Widiawan. They debuted successfully with their single Bilaku Ingat or When I Remember It. This song is included in Lingua's first studio album released in 1996. Their first album talked more about universal love with friendship and spirituality perspective. Bilaku Ingat is no exception. The song created by Yofi Widianto was about uncertainty in a relationship. Someone wished their lover to fulfill their promise. Well, listener, here is Lingua with Bilaku Ingat.
Bilaku ingat senyum manismu, takkan habis waktu melamu.
Bilaku canda tawamu, takkan habis waktu berangan.
Ingin ku miliki hari selamanya berdua denganmu. Selamanya
Here is the newsline. Indonesia and India strengthened digital economy partnership. Government encourages women to lead family health awareness. Now the news in detail. Indonesia strengthened its strategic partnership with India in the digital economy sector at the 3rd Indonesia-India CEOs Forum on January 25, 2006 in New Delhi, India. The forum involved business leaders from both countries in building stronger alliances in various sectors, especially digital technology, e-commerce, manufacturing, clean energy and health and pharmaceuticals. Secretary General of the Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs, Ismail, who attended the forum, conveyed that the cooperation between the two countries is a real manifestation of effort to achieve a highly competitive digital ecosystem on the global stage. Women's Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Afrif Afrah Khairi Fauzi urged women to help educate their family members on health, raising their awareness of the significance of medical screenings. According to the minister, in her office's release cited, once a woman or a mother in a family has become aware of the importance of health, she will encourage her family members to undergo a health screening. That's a new slide from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.